Morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Time is April 16th, 2009. It's 9:38. Me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson, Senator Huggins, and Senator Thomas, and myself, Stedman. We've got several items up, and we're running late. And it's, so we're going to go until the end of this meeting today, which will be maybe about a little less than an hour. And then we're going to spill over the agenda into tomorrow. So first up is going to be Senate Bill 10, Medicaid Insurance for Cancer Clinical Trials. We're going to follow that with Senate Bill 134, Cruise Ship Wastewater Discharge Permits, followed by House Bill 26, Medicaid for Adult Dental Services, House Bill 121, Municipal Air Quality Property Tax Credits, House Bill 221, Mortgage Lending Regulations, House Bill 109, Education Loan Supplemental and Family, and finally, House Bill 172, State Investment in Education Funds. And as you can see by the list, we won't get it done in an hour with a late start. So we're going to start with Senate Bill 10, Medicaid Insurance for Cancer Clinical Trials. This is the second hearing on this bill. The first hearing was on April 8th. The intent is to bring the bill back before the committee and see if members' concerns have been satisfied and look to the will of the committee. Do the committee members have any questions of Senator Davis, the bill sponsor? Senator Hoffman.
I don't have any questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 10, Hess, with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have any objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm very much in favor.
House Bill 134, Cruise Ship Wastewater Discharge Permits. This is the second reading on this bill. We've heard this bill for the first time yesterday and adopted a committee substitute. The intent today is to bring the bill back before the committee and see if there's any concerns. And do we have representation from the bill sponsoring? I see Mr. Bitney. Can you come forward, please?
Are you going to offer that?
I respect
Mr. Bitney. If you could identify yourself for the record and who you represent.
Mr. Chairman, my name is John Bitney. I work as an aide to Representative John Harris, prime sponsor of the bill. I'm available for questions and would just like to commend you and your office for all the good work on this bill.
Do we have questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing none, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate CS for CS for House Bill 134 Finance /D with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral. House Bill 26, Medicaid for Adult Dental Services. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time yesterday. The intent is to bring this bill back before the committee and check on members' concerns, see if their questions have been answered. And with us today, I see is Lucky, if she can introduce herself and who she represents.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Julie Lucky, and I work with Representative Mike Hawker from District 32 in Anchorage.
Okay. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Can we have the will of the committee, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out House Bill 26 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendation. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral.
At ease, Mr. Chairman.
We'll have a brief at ease. Back on the record. Next item of labor is House Bill 121, Municipal Air Quality Property Tax Credit. This is the first hearing on this bill, but we did hear the Senate Bill 93 on February 23rd. The intent today is to introduce the bill, adopt a CS, take public testimony, and then set this bill aside for further work. And with us, hopefully, is
CS.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt Senate CS for CS for House Bill 121 Finance /T as our working document.
And I'll object for discussion. Mr. Peterson. Mr. Peterson, if you can identify yourself for the record and who you represent and speak to the CS, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Darwin Peterson, staff to Senator Stedman. The CS to House Bill 121 /T adds one section to the bill, Section 2, which provides a municipal tax exemption for the for nonprofit universities. It's a tax exemption that the municipality must enact by ordinance. And basically what this does, Mr. Chairman, is it puts the Alaska Pacific University on the same property tax footing with the municipality of Anchorage as the other University of Alaska properties. In your packets, Mr. Chairman, there's a letter from former municipal mayor Mark Begich, who has endorsed this, as well as the assembly has also enacted an ordinance or a resolution endorsing it. And University of Alaska President Mark Hamilton also supports the idea. So there doesn't seem to be any opposition to this, and we'd ask the committee's support in adopting this amendment into the committee substitute.
Do we have any questions on the CS? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Simple question. The last lines, the end of line 23 and line 24 and 25, is that for leasebacks of buildings that might be built with, is that what that's covering anyhow, that those would still be subject to the normal taxation?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. We do have Marty McGee from the municipality of Anchorage, the municipal tax assessor online, that can they can probably dive into that a little deeper if you'd like more discussion on that point.
Okay. We have Steve Van Zandt, the state assessor. If you can identify yourself for the record and who you represent, and help Senator Thomas with his question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Steve Van Zandt. I'm the state assessor with the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Senator Thomas, through the chair, I haven't seen the amendment. I assume it's the, if my assumption is correct, and it's the same language as was in HB 10, what it would do would be to allow municipal taxation on lands that the university may lease to private industry for private businesses, such as with APU, they have the Alaska Spine Institute now on their property, and that's a property that's being taxed by the municipality. If this amendment language is the same as HB 10, it would allow a possessory interest on that property. If the taxes aren't paid, the municipality could not foreclose on it, just like they can't foreclose on University of Alaska land, but they could go after the lessee in court and collect their taxes on that.
That answers my question. Thank you.
Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you. And Mr. Van Zandt, Charlie Huggins here, Wasilla. Property of a private nonprofit four-year college. I assume that Alaska Pacific University falls in that category?
Yeah. To the chair, Senator Huggins, that's correct. We only have two colleges in the state that would fall under that, and that would be APU and Wayland Baptist College.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions? We'll have a brief at ease. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. So We have the CS in front of us. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since the bill needs a title change, I move that the Finance Committee request a title change resolution.
We have a motion to request a title change resolution. Do we have an objection? Seeing none, it's adopted. We have any questions on the bill itself? May I have my one sheet? So. We have a representation from the bill sponsor. If you can identify yourself and who you represent and give us an overview of the bill, please.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Karen Lidster, and I am staff to Representative John Hockhill. And the CS, of course, as Darwin explained, includes the municipal tax. But when the bill first came, HB 121, it was a request by the municipality, Fairbanks, in an attempt to try and deal with the issues that they have of non-attainment for specifically the air quality that is called 2.5 p.m. And this bill would allow the municipalities to adopt an ordinance and provide a tax credit to those individuals that made improvements in their heating mechanisms to try and help with the air quality issues that the municipality is dealing with. This bill deals with only municipalities that have within their area, their boundaries, areas that fail to meet the federal or state quality standards for the fine particulates known as the 2.5 p.m. And it will, it basically, like you say, leaves to the municipalities most of the ordinance to be passed and how they will deal with it on a local level.
So who qualifies?
The municipality of Fairbanks at this time, Mr. Chairman, at this time, the municipality of Fairbanks and Juneau.
Okay, so we have two communities in the state, the municipality of Fairbanks and the community of Juneau. Do we have questions to the bill sponsor? Okay, we'll go to the municipality of Anchorage, Marty McGee. You can keep your comments to 2 minutes, please, and speak to the bill. McGee, Marty McGee.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead and identify yourself, please.
Marty McGee. I'm the assessor for the municipality of Anchorage. We're a little bit surprised by this. I've only had about 2 minutes to review the amendment to the bill. It appears that they've carried over the language from House Bill 10, which we had worked with the committee and the sponsor on modifying. To the extent that that's exactly the same as it was before, I don't think we have any objection to the language as proposed.
Okay, thank you. Karen Weddleton?
This is Sharon Weddleton. I'm the CFO of the Municipality of Anchorage. I'm testifying on behalf of the Municipality of Anchorage. And I'd just like to sort of repeat Marty's comments and add that we're a little bit surprised and disappointed that the municipality wasn't notified about this amendment before 5 minutes ago. But other than that, I have no additional comments.
Okay. Thank you. Late hours in the session, hang on. We move fairly fast on occasions here. That concludes. I don't see anybody on the sign-up sheet. Anybody in the audience want to come forward and speak to this bill?
This is Dr. Douglas North, president of Alaska Pacific University. I'm here to answer any questions.
Right. Do we have any further questions from the committee? Okay. we'll go ahead, and this does have a zero fiscal note, we'll go ahead and set this bill aside and further review.
Thank you.
Next item of business, House Bill 121, Mortgage Lending Regulation. This is the first hearing on this bill. The intent is to introduce the bill, take public testimony, set this bill aside for further consideration. With us today, we have representation from Representative Olson's office, the prime sponsor. Want to introduce yourself, Mr. Conrad, who you are, and who you represent, and walk us through this bill, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Olson. Before the committee today, House Bill 221, just go through a very brief explanation here and then turn it over to either Lori Hovanek or Tyson Fick with DCCED. At the end of July last year, new federal law went into place, is the Secure and Fair Enforcement of Mortgage Licensing Act, otherwise known as SAFE. Part of that act includes the National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry. House Bill 221 was the minimum that the state of Alaska needs to pass to comply with the NMLS. We're just trying to beat that deadline of this July 30th. We had 1 year to get into compliance, or at the very least show some good faith towards that compliance. House Bill 221 will do that. Thank you.
Any questions for the bill sponsor? Lori Hovanek. If you can introduce yourself for the record and who you represent and speak to the bill, please.
Yes, I'm Lori Hovanek. I'm the Division Director for Banking and Securities. Our division licenses mortgage loan originators, the professionals, and the companies, and administer our current mortgage lending statute. A number of years ago, state regulators got together and developed this National Mortgage Licensing System. And it has been implemented. A number of states have already joined, started with 7. We're now up to 30. Alaska wishes to join with the group August 1st. We need this enabling legislation in order to do so. So I certainly recommend your support. State regulators are in favor of this. It has a lot of advantages. I'm not going to tell you all the advantages. I have a handout there that lists some of them. But primarily, it's a great benefit to the industry as well as to state regulators. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Do we have any questions for the director? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you just explain real briefly what the benefit is to the state by not necessarily regarding what the federal government may do because it is mandated, but what benefit is it to the state by actually being a member of the network?
Yeah, the main benefit is that mortgage professionals and companies that want to do business in Alaska, there's a trail of their activities and any disciplinary actions. So we have an access. It's similar to the securities system that's in place for investment advisors. We have a database to go to find out any disciplinary actions for professionals and businesses that wish to do business in Alaska.
Thank you.
Any other questions? And the department supports this bill?
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just, Lori, one note, and it may be in your one sheeter here, but it says we have a deadline of 7:30:09, and I've seen another paragraph. So some states have complied at this point in time. How many states do we anticipate complying by that time frame?
It's hard to tell because a number of states have bills in process. I think 15 have already complied approximately, and there are other bills going through the various legislative processes. So I really can't answer that question. I've only seen the chart that shows the number of states that have bills in process.
Thank you.
But as far as use of the licensing system, even without, some states have joined already, so they evidently had the ability in their statutes to join.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We have no one on the call in. Mr. Jackson.
Sir.
I think I inversed your name when, in the very beginning, but I see your flag is halfway turned over. We don't want our House members to feel they have to come in half surrendered here. When
no, sir. I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Seeing no other questions from the committee members, no other group to testify, we have one fiscal note from the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for $98,000. So we'll go ahead and set this bill aside for further review.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Next item of labor is House Bill 109. Education Loan Supplement and Family. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time, the 1st of April. The intent today is to bring the bill back before the committee, and if members have additional concerns, we'll look to the committee. We have the bill sponsor. If she can introduce herself for the record and who she represents.
Katie Kester, staff to Representative Seaton, chair of the House Education Committee.
Maybe you could pull the mic up a little bit, please. And then for those at home, maybe you could give us a brief rundown on the bill so people can follow along what we're doing.
Sure. Thank you, Chair Stedman. In summary, House Bill 109 addresses a problem that the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education has. They're not able to get the Alaska student loans, called the alternative loans, backed by any banks because of the current lending situation, the current fiscal climate. What House Bill 109 does to remedy that situation is it requires that borrowers for an Alaska student loan either have a good credit status or a co-signer to be able to borrow a loan. This will allow the Commission to continue serving Alaska borrowers and Alaska students. Another small change House Bill 109 makes is it sets the interest rate of the family education loan. This is a program where a family member can borrow on behalf of another. It sets it to be determined by the Alaska Student Loan Corporation in the similar manner that the Alaska student loan is determined. Right now it's set in statute at 5%. It would be set by the corporation. Right now it's at 7.3%. It would be set in the same manner that the Alaska student loan is currently set.
Do we have any questions from the bill sponsor? We have a zero fiscal note. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you just briefly tell me what on the Alaska student loans chart, what would change in the two charts that are on that particular page 1 of 2? I see there are no credit checks under the Alaska Advantage Subsidized Stafford Loan, and I wondered if that changes all or not.
Through the chair, Senator Thomas, the Stafford loan would not change because that's a federally guaranteed loan. The only change would be to the Alaska student loan and the family education loan. And you are on page 1 of 2 of the Alaska student loans chart.
Pardon me?
Is this?
Yeah, that's the chart I'm looking at. I was just curious as to what no's would turn to yeses or what yeses would turn to no.
Through the chair, Senator Thomas, I can go through that chart with you, but Diane Behrens, the executive director, may be more qualified.
We'll bring Ms. Behrens up. she's going to be up with the next bill anyway.
That's fine. Thank you.
Those seats are getting hard. She wanted to get up and move around. So.
Thank you for the record. My name is Diane Behrens. I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Commission on Postsecondary Education. And through the chair, Senator Thomas, none of the yeses would turn to noes, and none of the noes would turn to yeses, but for those supplemental education loans, the credit criteria that is currently applied to applicants would change. So there is a credit criteria that is currently applied, but it's simply that they have no adverse credit. We would now be requiring the low end of the good credit scale.
Thank you.
Bye.
Any other questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no one signed up to testimony. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out House Bill 109 with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee or referral. We might get through this list today. House Bill 172, State Investment in Education Fund. This is the third reading on this bill. We heard it on April 1st and April 8th. The intent today is to bring this bill back before the committee to adopt committee substitute, and if members don't have any additional concerns, we'll look to the committee for their will. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt Senate CS for House Bill 172 Finance /S as a working document.
And I will object for discussion. Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Darwin Peterson, staff to Senator Stedman. CS/S makes three changes. First two changes are found on page 3, subsection H, lines 2 through 5. And in that subsection, the previous version of the bill gave a 5-year term for investments under this act. The committee substitute lowers that to 4 years to put a few more sidebars on this program. The third change is section 3 of the bill, page 3, line 15, where the Alaska Student Loan Corporation will be required to develop a proposal for repayment of student loans during the interim and come back to the legislature on January 19th, 2010 with a plan that the legislature can then review and possibly act on.
So this, Mr. Peterson, this is a request that they look into the something that was modeled after the loan program 20 years or so ago on a forgiveness for the legislature to consider, which we may consider favorably or unfavorably.
through the chair, yes, that's correct. This is uncodified law, so all we're asking is for the Student Loan Corporation to come back with a proposal. The legislature has made some members of the legislature had made comments that they would like to look at this, but we would like to have the Student Loan Corporation's input first before legislation is drafted.
Okay. Any questions on the CS? I'll go ahead and remove my adoption of the CS, or my objection to the adoption of the CS. Barnes, you have any?
Behrens.
Like the magazine I read for 30 years, I should recognize it other than one letter difference in the name. You have any comments on this? I know it's been an issue that has come before your department and then into the legislature that is one that needed to be addressed, and that was out of our control, both the agency and the legislature, and we need to deal with this, and the options that a lot of us would like. But we still need to get these student loans out. So, any comments on this before we take action?
Mr. Chair, only to thank the committee for its careful consideration, I think, to look at holistically the idea of what could we do to make this program maximally accessible to Alaskans with perhaps some incentives built in that are beyond what the corporation can afford to provide internally makes perfect sense, and I would welcome the opportunity for that conversation.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, concerns? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think that I've received the information that I requested from Ms. Behrens regarding delinquency rates and a couple of other questions between in-state loans and out-of-state loans. But I don't believe that I've received that information yet that I requested at the last meeting.
We'll just have a brief address. There was a letter in response back, but what we can do, because we're in the waning hours of the process here, is ask that you get back with the committee on further clarification or answers that they may have, and we'll pick up the discussion next January when we take a look at the proposal that you'll bring forward. Is that
great?
Be happy to, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions or concerns? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate CS for House Bill 172, Finance /S, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have fiscal notes? Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and and we have the name. Okay, we'll have a brief at ease. Back on the record. Do you want to go ahead and pull that motion, and we'll do the motion for the title change first? And then move
it. Okay. I will withdraw that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have the motion to move the bill withdrawn. Senator Hoffman.
I move that we request a resolution for a title change.
Okay, we have a request for a resolution
on this
for
bill.
Title change on the bill. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll put forward that resolution request. Senator Hoffman, the will of the committee.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate CS for House Bill 172, Finance /S, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll move the bill to the next committee or referral. The next scheduled meeting is tomorrow, April 17th, 9 a.m. We'll post the schedule later in the day. Meeting adjourned.